Good morning, and thanks for listening to The Poetry Moment. I'm Christine McDonald, and today I will be reading Where All That Is Wild Has a Home. It was written by me. And this poem, you know, it's so hard to grasp what's happening in the world, especially around animals and extinction. So this poem is about extinction and also how kind of money gets kind of intertwined in many decisions about the environment and causes a lot of imbalance. Where all that is wild has a home. One more elephant, one more whale, one more polar bear or frog or lily, until none remain. Extinction is no longer imagined or distant. The gold has lost its luster, and I'm coming down from the yellow mountain before color dissolves and grays another horizon. Hello, belly. Hello, body. Hello, toes. No matter where I go, my feet touch the earth. My whole body is supported by a whole planet, where all that is wild has a home. In the shadows of the valleys of gold rides a wild woman, and she's calling my name and calling me home. And together we're going to ride out of that valley, sparking a fire that outshines the gold. Here, in the palm of my hand, in the wrinkle of my skin, in the shine of my eyes, there is a wildfire giving rise to a world where women and animals are valued for something other than their parts. That was Where All That Is Wild Has a Home. It was written by myself. I'm Christine McDonald. Thanks for listening to The Poetry Moment.